You'll totally want to do it again. Oh, yeah.
Sugar. Well, we're back, and we have an interesting segment. One of the most vibrant parts of the travel industry today is adventure travel, and Austin Lehman is one of the leaders in that segment of the industry. And we're pleased to have Mr. Austin Lehman, partner and general manager of Austin Lehman Adventures, with us today. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
You know, you're absolutely right. I think adventure travel is one of the most exciting areas in travel itself. I mean, it all kind of started out towards ecotourism, and I think one has to understand that there's two parts of adventure travel. That's soft adventure and hard adventure. And why don't you elaborate a little bit about your company and what your goals are with that?
Well, we founded the company about 20 years ago, and it's pretty much evolved from there. About 20 years ago, a lot of us started out as bike touring companies. If you guys remember back in the 70s, everybody was on a bike, and you know, the wine country was one of the just real popular, and then Europe and Italy came into play. And over the years, we've evolved from just a bike touring company where it was all about burning calories to more of an experiential. We evolved to a multi-sport program where on any given week you're going to bike, you're going to hike, you maybe raft, horseback riding, as well as mix in some of the local culture, whether it be cowboys in Montana or a market in Peru.
Well, you've even added another aspect of it, and from what I understand, that your programs are all inclusive as well. Are all your programs all inclusive?
They are, correct. In other words, we're by day we're hiking, we're biking, and then at night we're checking into a nice lodge or appropriate accommodation, and all the meals, all the activities. All you have to do is show up. We pick you up on day one and drop you off.
Well, that's a big advantage because, you know, if one figures out how much they're going to spend and they budget for it, of course there are two aspects. There's obviously high-end people don't seem to worry about that so much. But people would like to know that, listen, you know, it's costing me X amount of dollars. I've got my meals. Everything is included. That's it. That's done. And they know what they're going to get.
Well, I mean, we can all remember the trips to one of the theme parks will go nameless, where every time you turn around, you feel like somebody's got their hand out, whether it be for a...
that you object to spending the money. It's just that people don't like to be nickeled and dimed, I think.
Exactly. So they're all inclusive, and you really can, you know, leave your wallet and your suitcase until the end of the trip, and you're headed home.
Now, and you have a great array of programs, as you say: biking, family adventure vacations, hiking, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking. It just goes on and on and on, and of course, a lot of it is geared to family adventures, which is a big thing today.
Correct. Yep. I mean, basically, we started out in Yellowstone National Park 20 years ago,
right,
and have evolved to where for the first 15 years it was North America. We now have programs throughout North America, Central America, and down into South America, and they're all pretty much week-long packages where you can fit it into a work week. The family segment is huge. It's probably our fastest growing segment and probably the funnest. I have young kids and we just really enjoy it, and it's great to eat, whether it be back to Yellowstone where we all kind of went as kids in the family station wagon, or to Machu Picchu in South America.
Yeah, I see that. You've picked some great destinations, Osaka, as you say, Machu Picchu, and the Galapagos. There's a great selection. It's a great site, and it's a very user-friendly site, I found, as I was going through it to do a little research on your programs. Now, you also have what you call an alumni summit club. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, over the years, again, we've been around a long time. We've got guests that have been with us 16, 17, 18 times. So to kind of keep up with the times, we created what we call a Summit Club, which is just our alumni program. And at different levels of the alumni program, whether you've been 3 times or 5 times or 10 times, you get different awards. So it's just basically a reward program.
So you have, but in other words, if, for example, I'm looking at, I'll just pull one out of here, the grand taking a trip. It's 1 to 3 trips, and then you get, you know, various other rewards for this.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, you'd get, like, for example, your next trip, your 4th trip, you would get a massage on the trip, and you would get just some extra perks to reward you and show you appreciation for being such a loyal guest.
Well, a massage on some of these hiking trips might be very nice.
They work pretty well.
Now, you have some new stuff, the Osaka Adventure in Mexico. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's pronounced Oaxaca. And Oaxaca is a...
Yeah, Oaxaca.
Amazing,
I'm sorry, yeah.
That's right. Oaxaca is an amazing cultural community. It's a great artisan community. So we mix with it a visit to local artisan shops, whether it be blanket weaving, wood carving, pottery, as well as the traditional hiking in the Sierra Norte or biking with the locals, visiting ruins. So it's just a great... diverse program with lots of different aspects of the culture, the activities, the geography, and again, just a great, well-rounded program. Some of the we visit a Casa Sagrada, which is a very traditional accommodation, we'll dine with the owners, and we'll just, you know, the one of the owners is a rug weaver, and we'll visit his shop, and then another couple of nights we'll stay in downtown Oaxaca at a more traditional luxury hotel.
Now this particular adventure, as I understand, was chosen as one of the top 25 best new adventures for 2006 by National Geographic Adventure magazine.
It was, yes.
Well, that's quite a feat, actually, isn't it?
We're pleased with that. Yeah, I mean,
we should be very proud of that one.
And we try and run the Oaxaca trip around certain. Oaxaca's a neat area that, for example, in October you have the Day of the Dead, which is a traditional ceremony, and we have a trip scheduled during that week. Another real popular time in Oaxaca is Christmas time. We just wrapped up a program over the Christmas holidays. And again, Easter is a big holiday there. We have another program scheduled for Easter.
Well, if I could just name off some of the programs that I see. I'm looking at Central and South America, and in Costa Rica you do volcanoes and jungles, and beach, river, and rainforest. And Ecuador, of course, Galapagos. I'm really having problems with my pronunciation here today. Then you're doing the Yucatan. Baja, which has obviously become one of the most popular destinations. Many years ago, I used to I had a little airline out of the west coast of in Burbank, actually, and we flew down to Mulegé, Loreto, and Guaymas, and those places when there was virtually nothing there. Now, of course, Cabo San Lucas was always a big destination. What kind of a program do you have to Baja, for example?
It's a little bit more, adventurous. It's not we're not going to Cabo where we're going to a resort community.
Right, so you're not doing the Cabo San Lucas thing. You're getting more out into the bush?
Yep, we are. We're going to La Paz,
right,
which is located on the La Paz Promenade, and we're actually going to do some beach camping in an established beach camp.
Right.
But it's all, we're going down there, we try and schedule our trip. Another thing we try and do is schedule our trips around the appropriate time to be there when there's the most going on, whether it be weather or, in this case, we have a whale watching.
Yeah, the whales are big. Of course, the races down there are another big feature.
Correct, yep.
The whales in the Sea of Cortez, for those who are listening and are not familiar with it, is quite extraordinary. And if one hasn't done that, you certainly might want to get on to the website and have a look at it. I I guess there's a breakdown. I didn't get a chance to go through each of the various programs, but I should think you have a fair description of them all on your site, do you not?
We do, and what we always do is encourage people to call, because what we pride ourselves in, we're actually a smaller company. We're not gigantic, where we really pride ourselves on personal service. So what we really encourage people to do is, visit the website, visit the catalog, wherever they like to kind of start thinking
right.
about their vacation, and then give us a call. For example, if somebody's always dreamed of swimming with whales, we're going to obviously suggest Baja. If
right.
If they're looking for more challenging hiking, we're going to probably suggest Machu Picchu.
Right.
They've got young kids. My favorite, and always will be my favorite, is Yellowstone.
Yeah, of course.
It's just a phenomenal place to take young families.
And there's such a great selection of stuff that you have, Dan. I was really impressed because adventure travel has always been a big interest of mine. I did a lot of that in the Dominican Republic, from climbing the mountains there and the waterfalls, and of course they have whales as well. And crocodiles. So it was really. But what I was impressed by is the selections that you have, and your choices are really magnificent. The 800 number, for those that would like to chat a little further, is 1-800-575-1540, or you can go to the website, which is, what is the website? It's
Austin, www.
Right.
Dot Austin Lehman, AUS.
AustinLehman.com.
AustinLehman.com.
Yeah, good, great site. Very, very user friendly, and I really enjoyed it, Dan. I'd like to, at some point, get back to you and get into a little more detail of one or two of the trips that you would select at a particular time of year that we can. That we can share with our audience, because there's so much and so many great things and so many exciting things. I believe our audience would like to hear that.
Well, that'd be great. I'd really look forward to that.
Dan, thank you. We've got to go to break, and I appreciate you joining us today.
Definitely.
We look forward to talking to you again.
Okay. Thanks again. Have a great day.
Bye for now. Well, Dan Austin, Austin Lehman, it's a great, great site. I highly recommend that you have a look at it. And we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Havana. And Mr. Peter Flaherty will bring us another Destination Worldview that I think you will thoroughly enjoy. One of my favorite destinations. I haven't been there for a while. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.